The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual host and their guests do not necessarily reflect those of Para-X, its affiliates, or its sponsors.
Merry meet everyone, and welcome to Stirring the Cauldron's Masterclass. I see the professor is walking up to the podium. So, take a seat. Get comfortable. The class is ready to begin.
And merry meet everybody, and welcome to Stirring the Cauldron's first masterclass. On the last Thursday of every month, we're going to be doing a class with teachers from all realms of the metaphysical world. And to find out more about the classes, some of the upcoming teachers and subjects, go over to my website, marlabrooks.com, and click on the masterclass link. Now tonight your teacher will be spiritualist medium Stephen Scott. And the subject is Finding the Spirit Within. And Stephen is a spiritualist medium and a member of the Spiritualist National Union and the author of the book, Working for Spirit, Understanding the Way, the Way of Mediumship. If you have any questions throughout the show, if you're listening live in the Para-X chat room, please send them to me in private chat. And if you're not in with us here, but you want to be, come over to paraxradionetwork.com. All right, Stephen, I'm handing you the gauntlet, and there you go.
Okay, thank you, Marla, and welcome, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here. So tonight what we're going to do is we're going to be working with our own internal spirit. And what we sometimes forget living in this very physical world is that we ourselves are indeed spirit living in a human existence and experiencing the highs, the lows, the good, the bad of that human existence. So tonight I want to try and help everyone by giving them two guided meditations that we're going to work on. So firstly, I'd like to ask everyone to get very, very comfortable. Make sure your feet are planted firmly on the floor if you are wanting to do this with us and you want to engage with it. One thing I would also like to say is that working with spirit can be quite an opening experience, and it's not suitable for everyone at every time. So if you are listening to this and you feel that you are in a very negative space or a very negative headspace, or things are just very tough in life just now and you don't want to expose yourself to those kind of opening energies within yourself. Likewise, if you feel that you only ever attract or work with dark energy, I'll explain a little bit about that with spirit in a minute. But my recommendation is that you can listen and you can join in if you like, but I would not recommend doing the meditations, not because anything negative is going to happen to you or anything like that. It's just purely because you may not be in the best headspace or the best personal space to actually get the most from the meditations. But I'm hoping everyone is not in that position and can join in. So what we're looking to do here tonight is we are going to connect with the universal spirit that we are. So as I mentioned before, we are a spiritual being that's contained within a human existence. So that spiritual being is exactly similar to the spirit that we become when we leave this body. It's the part of us that continues when our physical existence is no longer there. That spiritual energy within ourselves and all spirit energy, when we're talking about the world of spirit and the realm of spirit, is pure light, pure love. There is no negativity there. So that's the first thing I want to get across to everyone, is what we are working with tonight is pure spirit energy. Negative aspects, negative energy, negative emotions, these are human qualities. What we want to do tonight is to bypass the human quality and touch deep into that spirit within, and then perhaps learn to let go and recognize that spirit energy, and then allow ourselves to be healed by our own spirit. Now, not miraculous healing. Sometimes it's just about making ourselves relax, making ourselves feel better, learning to let go of these worries, learning to get things into perspective, learning to breathe. So that's in essence, what we are going to do tonight. So as I said, if I could ask everyone just to get very, very comfortable, make sure you're in a nice comfortable position, make sure that your arms can relax either in your lap or you're sitting in a good chair. We'll just give you all a couple of minutes to do that if you want to participate. And what we're going to do is feet flat on the ground, allow your back to sit nice and straight in your chair, allow your head to just relax, but sit very comfortably up on your shoulders. Don't tilt your head back, don't tilt your head forward. Release the shoulders, release the muscles in the back, and just sit for a moment. And while you sit for a moment, I want you to understand how your body feels in this position. This is very important. When we start to work and we start to go deeper into meditation, some of you may find things happening round about you. You may experience a coldness in your limbs. You may experience a sensation around your legs. You may experience tingling or movement or swaying within the body. Do not panic if anything happens when we're in the meditations. That is your body naturally calibrating itself, and it's adjusting itself to your own spiritual energies. Nothing's trying to come towards you. Nothing's trying to come at you. It's just you and your spirit. And that's very, very important. When we work with spirit, we have to understand what's coming from us and what's coming from them. And we can't do that until we touch our own self. That sounded better in my head. Until we learn to touch our own spirit within, then we can make things more readily understood when we do receive any kind of messages that come to us from the spirit realm. So hopefully everyone's relaxed now, and what I'd just like you to do is just let your arms and everything sit down and just for a minute focus on your body and focus on the ground underneath your feet and just be aware of that pressure and that presence of the earth directly under your feet. Then take a little moment and become aware of the presence of your own body as it sits in the chair, where you make contact with it, and feel yourself connecting through that chair again into the ground. And just feel yourself as a nice, solid, steady, relaxed basis at this moment. Allow yourself to settle into yourself. Now take a nice, long, slow, deep breath in through your nose if you're able, and out through your mouth. Now, everyone will be able to take longer or shorter breaths. You work to what works for you. So just take a nice long breath in and out. And in again. And out. And just relax. Relaxation is the most important thing. And once more, for the third time, breathing in and breathing out. Now start to become aware of a settling in the body as you continue to breathe. You'll begin to notice that you can start to feel more contact, more of your connections between your inner muscles, between your limbs, between all the connective tissues. Just allow that to happen. As you breathe and continue to breathe, become aware of your own physical self. And breathing. And relax. And a few more breaths. Breathing in. And out. Start to become aware of the sensations between the joints and the bones. How the muscles feel individually. Now become aware of the base of your feet as you breathe. And just every time you breathe in, whenever you breathe out, there's a wave of relaxation begins moving up through the soles of the feet into the top of the toes and over the top of the feet. And as you breathe out again, it begins to move up over the ankles, into the calves, up to the knees. And then in your next breath, allow that relaxation to begin flooding up through the knees, through the thighs, up into your hips with every breath now. And as that rising sensation begins, you start to realize that the further it moves up the body, the more you are starting to relax physically. Allow it to move up through your core, through your hips, rising up through your stomach, your lower abdominal organs into the chest. And every time you breathe, you start to realize that you become a little bit more aware of your own self. You'll start to find muscle that feels a bit tense. Let it go. Just gently ask it to release. Allow that breath as you breathe in now to move up through the chest and feel the spine begin to elongate as that energy rises up through the body. Moving up through the chest, into the shoulders, and again, continue to breathe. And as you breathe out now, you feel that energy rising up the front of the body and just gently flowing over the top of the head. As it begins to come over the top of the head, it begins to descend back down through the neck. And as you do so, you feel all the tension in your head, your neck, all your cares, all your worries from today begin to just slowly dissolve away. All you're beginning to sense now is your body. And as you're continuing to breathe, it's now moving down from the shoulders, down through the upper arms, down through the elbows into the lower arms, bringing with it a fantastic sense of not just relaxation, but awareness. You know where your body is. You know where your limbs are. Every part of you is now one as you continue to breathe. And that energy flows down through the hands, down through the fingers, down through into where they rest and settles in your core. Just below your belly button, feel that heaviness begin to build. And as you breathe in and out now, your body becomes one continuous motion, one continuous breath. You're now aware of your entire body, your skeletal, your muscular system, all your organs, everything is there. All you have to do is send your mind to one point and you can feel, you can sense and you can understand where that organ is, how the body works. You begin to become aware of the blood flow through your body. You may hear it in your ears. You may feel your heart beat in your chest. Just gently ask your body to relax, for your heart to slow. Control your breath now. Slow your breathing. And as you breathe in, you begin to draw in a lightness of the air around you. Imagine you're breathing in a pure white light. As you breathe out, you're breathing out a darker, grittier light that represents you breathing in, cleansing yourself, and breathing out all the worries, all the tensions of your body. Take a few long, deep breaths and allow that beautiful white light as it courses into your body to flow back out through. And keep your mind focused on your entire body. And you suddenly realize that that light doesn't just go in through the lungs, but permeates as you breathe in into every fiber of your being. That as you breathe in, your whole body begins to gently glow with that inner light. That you yourself are becoming a creature, a being of pure universal light. And just breathe. And now as you start to breathe, your out-breath is just as clear and light as your in-breath. And allow yourself to release all that negative tension from your body. Continue to breathe. Take a long, slow, deep breath in. And hold it for a couple of seconds. 1, 2, 3, and breathe out. As you breathe out now, you notice that there starts to become a heaviness, a condensing in your lower abdomen, just below the belly button. Take another nice, long, deep breath in. See that heaviness begin to build as the light that you're breathing in, cleansing yourself with and breathing out, remains behind. And part of it begins to condense there, growing small at first, but then brighter. Imagine it initially as the size of a small coin or a very, very, very small ball. And as you breathe in again, that light floods your body, your entire system, from the top of your head right down to the base of your feet. And as it passes through that ball, the ball enlarges ever so slightly. And as you breathe in again, it begins to grow brighter, stronger, pure white light. And you begin to feel a settling, a heaviness, and a sense of peace coming from this glowing light within. Continue to breathe, and as you breathe, that light begins to expand to fill your whole abdomen. Then begins to move up through your lower abdomen into your upper abdomen, and begins moving up through your chest as it also begins moving down through the legs, moving over the thighs. Every breath begins to fill that light within. Feel your body begin to slowly, with every breath, fill itself entirely with that beautiful white light. Continue to take five more breaths and slowly allow that light to suffuse your entire body till you become a being of light. See yourself as you sit there, that beautiful light glowing from within. Take a few more breaths. Settle into it. Hold it. Don't contain it. Just allow it to be. And for that few moments, recognize that in that light, deep in your core, your spirit is there. Listen to it. Relax and just listen to yourself. Free from the negativity, free from all the troubles, the problems of a human life. Listen and appreciate the love that your spirit has for you. Acknowledge. At times you forget to understand that that spirit, that universal love, is you. Just breathe and be for a few moments. Now take your awareness from that core up to your heart. And feel a great warmth begin there. And feel that warmth expand through your whole body. And just breathe. Filled with the light of your own spirit. Filled with the light of your own love. Filled with your own heart's pure intent. Now take your mind up to your head and just breathe. Recognize that your thoughts in this world are here. But recognize that you control them. Understand that the spirit within you wants to heal not just your negative thoughts, but your overthinking, particularly in this moment. Recognize that the love that your spirit has, that you yourself contain for all things, is genuine. Recognize that in this state, filled with your own spirit, you can let go of your troubles just for a minute. And just breathe. Take a moment and just breathe. Allow your body to just be spirit. Now, I want you to bring your awareness from your mind and acknowledge that, though filled with spiritual light, you must return back to this human life and give thanks. And as you do so, take a breath, and as you breathe in, you feel the spirit light draw back from your head, your shoulders, and draw up from your feet, up through the knees. Take your consciousness and your love back to your heart, and just breathe. And as you do so, draw that spirit light in. Feel it draw down through your chest, up through your thighs, back through your arms. And breathe. Then take your consciousness in your mind back down below the abdomen and pull that spirit energy back gently and with love, and feel it contain in there, drawing itself in, down through your abdomen, up through your hips, until it condenses just below your centre of being, just below your belly button, just inside your core. And see that light condense and form that ball, that solid white ball of love, that solid white ball of spirit. And keep it there. Hold it. Acknowledge it. Understand, this exercise here was just to give you awareness of its existence. It's always there. It always fills you with love, with spiritual light. And it is your connection to the divine. It is your connection to why you are here. It is you. And just see that light, not dim, but just slowly receding back inside you fully, so that in this physical world, although you can't see it, it's there. And give thanks to yourself, for yourself. Then take a few moments and just breathe. You can feel your physical body coming back to you. You can feel the coldness around your limbs begin to lift. Allow yourself to move your fingers as you breathe. Move your toes. Move your head. Come back to this physical life, but replenished and renewed in your understanding that you are spirit. And when you're ready, and you feel relaxed and at ease, you can open your eyes and take in the world. So I hope everyone was able to join in with that part of it. I'll take any questions. If anyone's got any questions or anything, we could go to the chat room quickly, I believe, for a couple of minutes. The next part that we're going to do after the break is to expand ourselves out and to actually, we're going to do a little healing circle, and we're going to give all of us that are here some healing. But in order to do that, we need to become more expansive in our energy. But if anyone's got any questions or anything, please feel free to ask. Or if they want to share their experience.
Okay, I'm popping in because we are very close to a break. But I'm kind of just comfortable now. I got really comfortable, which is never a bad thing.
No.
I got a question. What does it mean if you always fall asleep during a portion of a session like this?
It can mean one of two things. It can mean that you're starting to, that you're actually quite comfortable with it. I fall asleep sometimes when I'm meditating. It could also mean that sometimes that's a message from our own bodies and our own self, that what we need is to rest and take care of ourselves. And sometimes it's that simple. Other times it's just simply that you get into that lovely relaxed state and your spirit will still be continuing its exercise. It doesn't mean that you're not there. Just because you're not physically there doesn't mean you're not there. And that's hopefully what part of this exercise is about. If anyone fell asleep during that, that's fine. If you're still asleep, please wake up. but if you have that type of experience, and particularly if you're listening to a pre-recorded one, a pre-recorded meditation, a part of you is still doing it. But the physical part of you perhaps needs to just step back. So it's not a bad thing if you fall asleep during meditation. Sometimes it's really good.
Okay, we got one more question, so we still have a couple minutes. He says, I could only go about 3/4 of the way through this, and I connected to my sister. I'm now in tears as she let me know that what I am going through these days, and I can do it.
That's lovely. When we start to build that internal spirit energy, we can become more receptive, particularly to family members, particularly to people who were very close to us. And it's not that they're not there. It's just we can lift the shutters a little on our own spirit. What we were doing there was trying to connect back to our own spirit, which brings you closer to the spirit world for yourself. It means you don't need to go searching. That if you can become a beacon of light for that universal spiritual energy and love, then those who are particularly close to you find it very easy to come to you. So that's lovely. I'm really pleased that happened for you. I'm sorry you're in tears, but I think they're good tears. And the message that you've had from your sister is very important. It lets you know that you are not truly alone in this world, even when you feel most alone.
Okay, that's a good time to break. So everybody stay put, and we'll be back in about 2 minutes.
Cauldron will be right back, so don't go away. If you end up with webbed feet, remember, you've been warned.
Demons. Vampires. Werewolves. Skinwalkers. All of this and more. Sunday nights at midnight on the Staring Into the Abyss radio show. Come, get lost with us.
As you go about your daily life, look closer. Every year across America, a staggering 4.2 million youth are homeless or trafficked. Covenant House is the national leader providing safe housing for youth 50 years strong. every youth who walks into Covenant House gets clean clothes, hot meals, medical care, and a safe place to sleep. So look closer at Covenant House and help us fight youth homelessness. To help or get help, go to covenanthouse.org.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening in to Stirring the Cauldron. I just wanted to give you a quick heads up, if you don't already know, about the free weekly Witches Oracle deck readings that I post on my website every Monday. Now, let me answer the age-old question before you ask it, which is, well, how do I know it's for me? And the answer is pretty simple. If you weren't meant to see it, you wouldn't know it was there. So if you're curious about what the week has in store for you, pop on over to marlabrooks.com every Monday and scroll down on the homepage, and there it will be.
Welcome back to Stirring the Cauldron. Once again, here's your host, Marla Brooks.
And welcome back to Stirring the Cauldron's Masterclass. Our professor is Stephen Scott, and the subject is Finding Your Spirit Within. And I don't know if there's a question here. Okay, one more question.
Sure.
And then I'll go away. he says he doesn't know if this makes sense as a question, but if you're having an anxious day and want to try to stay calm, is there a quick version of what you just did? In other words, a quick fix to kind of relax yourselves without going through the whole rigmarole, I guess?
Yes, there is. The important thing is to remember that light is always there. And you don't need to go through the whole process. The whole process is just to get into that state of relaxation. What I tend to do is I tend to hold my hands palm inwards against my lower center, my abdomen, where just below the navel, just below the belly button. And I do just simple breathing to move my hands. So, and by doing that, I just, every time I breathe in, although it's proper abdominal breathing, so when you're doing that proper abdominal breathing, nice and slow, taking good long, slow breaths, where your hands are is where your spiritual center is. And just, what you're feeling is muscle movement, not spirit expansion, but you can just go in and reconnect with that light. Just remember that light's always lying there and sitting there and moving, and it's going through your whole body all the time. Just visualize it. Visualize that light and just do some breaths like that and allow your body to do deep abdominal breathing, and you can reconnect to that very quickly. Hold that image in your mind. Now that you're finding it, it's very easy to just go in and reconnect to it. And that's the best way to do it, particularly if you're having an anxious day, particularly if you're starting to feel anger rising or anything like that. And just take those good, long, slow, deep breaths. And just keep that control there. Just remember that your physical body requires physical control, but your spiritual self, the self that is truly you, that doesn't want to experience all this, or doesn't understand the experience of this anxiety, it can be free from that if you just allow that to happen.
All right. No more questions, so I'm going to go back and hide for a while and throw it back to you.
Okay, Marla. Thank you. Right, everyone. So what we're going to do this time is we've still got this lovely spiritual energy and we're now aware of it. So we're going to do a second meditation here. It's going to be a lot more expansive, and what we're going to do is we're going to reach out and tap into universal energy. So we're going to take ourselves as that light spirit out into the universe. We're going to connect with that, well, not physically, obviously. If anyone does physically rise through their ceiling, it's not my fault, honest. Once we get this spiritual expansion working and happening, we're going to go out, we're going to connect to universal energy for healing. Then we're going to do our own little healing circle here. So could I just ask anyone who's on Para X, if you want to participate in the healing circle, it's not mandatory. Could you please put your name into the Para X chat just now? I'll actually just put mine in at the moment. Because what we're going to do, oh, that's not how you spell my name, but I'm going to put my name in. So if anybody else wants to join in with us, because we're going to pass energy around between us across the world. and we're going to create a lovely healing circle. So I'm hoping at least one more person, two people, put their names into the Pyrex chat. Marla, have you got anyone else there on your side?
On my side, sorry.
Sorry, I don't know if you're in a different chat room or if you can see anything different.
No, I'm in the same chat.
It's the same chat room. Okay, no problem.
There's a 30-second delay. So
that's I'll just wait and see what's going to happen. So what we're going to do is, if you want to join in the healing circle, which is going to be really lovely, put your name in the chat room. And when we're doing this meditation, I'm going to ask you to receive energy. And you'll receive that energy from the person whose name is above you. And you'll give that energy out to the person whose name is below you. And we're going to keep that lovely energy going. So right now I can see at least four there. That's fantastic. So there's five. Thank you. So just look at who's above you and look at who's below you. On your right hand, you'll receive. On your right side, you'll receive the energy from the person above you. On your left side, you'll give the energy out to the person below you in the chat. The person at the bottom, when you give out, you give back to the one at the top. Okay? So allow yourself to be comfortable again, everyone, and just relax. Just sit back in your chair and breathe. And take three good deep breaths. And now notice this time as you breathe, when that third breath, that light just pops into being in your lower abdomen. See that ball of light sitting there. And now every breath that you take, it begins to expand back up through your body, rising and filling up through the chest, through the legs, down through the knees, up to the shoulders. Every breath, it's that little bit easier to just make yourself a creature of spiritual light, to find and engage with your own spiritual energy. So allow yourself to breathe. Feel it rise through your shoulders, down through the arms. Every time you breathe out, it expands to fill your body. Down through the lower legs, up through the neck. And as it moves, it brings a lovely, cooling, yet strangely warming sensation that relaxes, refreshes, and releases both tension, thought, everything. So take a few more breaths, and on the third one, your whole body fills with light. You find your spirit, and you allow that universal love and spiritual energy to fill your whole body, down through your fingers, down through your toes, and just sit for a moment as a being of light. Pure spirit made manifest. Now become aware of the ground beneath your feet. And as you breathe, allow tendrils of your own light to begin sinking down like roots, small roots into the earth. Not invasive, but moving in concert and in harmony with the earth. Tiny pinpoints of light that descend from you, connecting you down through the ground below you, through the floor, into the earth, down through the rock, and just slowly makes its way with every breath, continuing down, rooting you into that earth energy, rooting you down into the very core of the world that we sit on, that we live in, that we rely on, that nurtures us. Allow yourself to breathe and feel that loving energy from this world connect to you, that your spirit and the earth are connected, that your thought and intent to this world is connected, that everything you do can impact and be impacted upon by the world around you. Feel the pulse of the earth, of its movements, of its own very unique breath reverberate back up to you, not conflicting, but energizing, sharing your spiritual light with the earth below you, connecting to the world. In turn, the world releases its energy to you, nurturing you, giving you strength. And feel that energy come back through the tendrils that you place into the earth below you. And feel that energy rise up through your body, up through your feet, through the legs, bringing with it a warmth, a relaxation, up through your thighs. As you breathe, it moves into the hips and settles there, joined with your spirit, both you and the earth connected. And just breathe for a minute and feel the heaviness in your limbs, the relaxation, and yet the power and the strength of pure earth energy and its place in this universe. Understand your place in this universe, your place in spirit, and your place in the spirit realm in this human life. And give thanks for this chance to be here. And give thanks for this chance to experience both the good and bad in life, the joy and the loss. And know this is part of your journey. And now feel your spirit energy rise from your centre and become aware of the very top of your crown at the top of your head. See a tiny point of light begin to rise up through the top of your head. Another tendril, very small, very fine, a tiny thread. And it begins to rise up through the room that you're in, drawing with it just the thinnest of threads like a spider web, moving up through the roof, out into the night, or the light, or the dark of where you are. Feel the coolness, or the heat, whatever is around you. Become aware of that expansion of knowledge, expansion of consciousness, expansion of feeling, that there is a world beyond your physical self, and continue to rise higher, moving up that tiny point of light, drawing up from you, your spiritual energy, just releasing it back up to the universe, transcending through the night sky, transcending up through the clouds, moving up further, your consciousness going with it, an awareness of a greater expansion, an awareness of a greater world, a greater universe beyond as you continue to rise. And you feel light. And as you pierce through what remains of the extents of the earth above, you move into the darkness of the deep universe. And continue to rise, feeling strangely peaceful, listening to the nothing, the quiet that exists beyond this world, feeling at once peace with the universe as you continue to rise. And as you move up, you become aware of a light that calls you, a white mist that as you move, you realize is your own spirit realm. Your own spirit realm formed by the love of the universe, by the freedom from this physical world. And that tiny point of light connects to it, far into the cosmos. And a wonderful cooling yet warming energy begins to transcend down in a spiral, moving all the way down through that universal connection, bringing with it a sense of peace, a sense of familiarity, as it travels down the thread, connecting to you, and like a gentle, gentle rain shower, begins to caress down through the head and neck and shoulders, bringing peace, love, and familiarity, a sense of home, a sense of warmth, a sense of belonging, both in spirit and in this world. And it moves down through your limbs, your upper limbs, down through your chest, down into your core to connect with the earth. And both energies begin to twine in a gentle spiral, moving deep through your centre, rotating, gently turning and spinning, as you sit connecting heaven and earth in you. And just breathe. Feel that love of universal energy. Feel that love of earth energy. And just be. Take several deep breaths. And become aware of how that energy moves through your body. It travels down through your left side, up through your left side, so your right side, sorry, down through your left side, up through your left side as that spiraling energy begins to continue to move. You may feel like you're moving physically, but you're not. It's pure energy of the universe and the earth. And just breathe. Sit between heaven and earth. And feel that love for all things. And breathe. And as we breathe, when we breathe in, we draw energy in from our right, and we draw energy in from our partner as we form a healing circle. We take a long breath in and pull that energy in. And as you breathe out, you pass that energy out the left, connecting to your partner in the healing circle. And we continue to pass that energy around, and you'll feel it pulse. Don't allow it to stop. Don't allow your physical self to prevent it. Just let it pass through. And you'll feel it pulse from right to left, like the passing of a ball almost through your core, through your limbs. And breathe. And receive the energy from your healing partner. Accept, be nourished by it, and give it out the other side to your healing partner. Receive from the right, give from the left. Allow that pulse of energy to just travel. Now you notice it picks up a little speed as the circle begins to connect. And that pulse is now moving a little stronger, a little faster. And every time you breathe out, that pulse is now in rhythm with your breathing. As you breathe in, you receive. Out, you pass on. And the pulse begins to quicken as our energy builds, as the wonderful healing and spiritual love guided by heaven and earth moves around all of us in this circle, continuing to pick up pace continuing to pick up pace as you breathe. Spinning faster, connecting us in through the right, out through the left, receiving and giving simultaneously. Continuing to move. And now you can see the light as it enters your body and exits, passing through your limbs, passing through your core, back out the other side. And you can receive and give freely now, as each pulse is now almost happening at the same time. The circle forms a ring of pure love and spiritual light that's now moving, continuing to pulse faster and faster and faster, connecting us all in this beautiful healing circle. And breathe and relax and feel that connection between all of us. Feel that power and that energy pulse round the circle. Continue to pass the energy along. Continue to pass it through. And recognize the good, the love, the work we are doing. We are healing, not just ourselves, but others. Now in your mind, in the circle, in your spirit, imagine someone you would like to pass some healing to. It can be a friend, a loved one, a companion, a colleague, the earth, a person, a place, an animal. See it clearly, not just in your mind, but in your core. And allow that beautiful healing energy we're creating to continue to move. And just breathe for a moment and allow the healing to occur. It's healing of spirit, healing of mind, healing of body. And now allow the energy to slow down. Allow your mind to become aware of that consciousness in the heavens as it begins to draw down very gently but quickly, moving down through the heavens, disconnecting from spirit, leaving you not feeling isolated, but feeling content and happy that you can be there with a thought. And feel that energy in the earth. Give thanks, give love, and feel it begin to draw back up to you as those tendrils become closer to you now, drawing up into your feet, up through your body, coming down back into the room from the heavens, from spirit, into the top of your head, as everything gently recedes back into you. Heaven and spirit energy drawing down through your body, down through your head, down through your shoulders. Earth energy drawing up from your feet, up through the legs, before it all condenses once more in your core. And you relax. Take three deep breaths as your energy just slowly condenses in through your body, back into your center. And again, with two more breaths, it just dissipates within, always there. And you recognize you've connected to heaven, to spirit, to earth, to universal love. The healing we created is still ongoing. The person reviewed will continue to receive it. And just breathe. And when you're ready, now fully closed down with spirit back in you, you can move your limbs and open your eyes.
All right, I'm here.
I hope everyone's back okay.
Yes, I think they are. We just got a very few minutes left and just enough time for you to give out maybe your social media link or website or whatever else you want to share.
If anyone's want to get in touch, I'm on Facebook, Stephen W.K. Scott, Spiritualist Medium. That's it. It's nice and simple.
That's too simple.
It's too simple, but too that's what simple. We need nowadays. We need that nowadays. And if anyone's got any feedback or any questions, they can contact me there.
Yeah. And I want to mention that the podcast will be up on the YouTube channel, Stirring the Cauldron Para X, and it's going to be there forever. So if anyone needs to go back and do these meditations at any time, feel free to do it. And I don't see any questions, so I want to thank you for taking the time to teach the class tonight. As I always say, once we stop learning, we might as well dig a hole and jump in. So you're keeping us out of the hole right now.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. That was also just possibly the quickest hour I've ever experienced, I think. That was wonderful. Thank you, everyone, for joining in.
Yes. And, you know, come back at some time. You're always welcome.
Oh, I'd love to.
And, you know, and the book again is Working with Spirits. Is that it? Oops.
Working for Spirit.
Working for Spirit. And Amazon is, it's there on Amazon.
It's there on Amazon and Borders and Blackstone or whatever it is. I'm not sure. No, it's not Blackstone. It's I don't know. It's out there in the world. You can find it. Working for Spirit, it's called. Understanding the Way of Mediumship, as in the way of the path that we walk when we are serving Spirit.
There you go. Well, the next class will be on May 30th. And again, if anybody's interested to find out about the upcoming master classes, the dates, the teachers, the subjects, there's a few up there. So go back over to marlabrooks.com and click on this During the Cauldron master class link. And there it will be. And I think we have to let Stephen go because it's 3 o'clock in the morning where he is. And bless your heart for for
that. Maybe
that.
Why I'm slightly monosyllabic after two heavy meditations, and it's that being 3 o'clock in the morning.
I think you're gonna spell. I mean, sleep really well. I know you are.
Well, I'm buzzing now. That's the problem.
Oh, okay. Well, let's all join in and kind of unbuzz you. That would be great.
But I just want to thank everyone for the healing, and I'd say if they have any feedback, I would love to hear it.
Great. All right. So we'll see everybody next week on Stirring the Cauldron. And until then, everyone, blessed be and merry meet again. Good night.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Stirring the Cauldron's Masterclass. Please join us on the last Thursday of the month at the same time for another great class and more cauldron stirring. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without explicit permission is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2024. The Holiday Weasel by Kevin MacLeod is licensed through Incompetech.